Next case.
Case number 12780, Sierra Village, seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the corner of Center Avenue and Tanglewood Avenue, Lot C94, within the Sierra Village Manufacturing Home Park. The 91 address is 19998 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is AR1, tax parcel is District 334, map 13, parcel 310, unit 3369. The applicant is seeking 7 variances. Over them, it's 0.7 feet from the 10-foot separation requirement between accessory structure from lot B95, a 7.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the manufactured home on lot B93, a 3.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between mobile home and shed on lot B93, a 6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the mobile home and the shed on lot C92, a 9.1-foot variance from the separation requirement between the landing and the mobile home on lot C92, a 5.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the mobile home and the mobile home on C92, and a 4.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the mobile home and the mobile home on lot C92. We have 0 letters of support or opposition and 178 mail returns.
178 mail returns?
Yeah.
500 and some cent.
Those are probably our seasonal sites. They're not there in the winter.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, I swear you.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Amy Bennett, 10986 Golden Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 10971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. As she mentioned, I'm here for a few variances for this lot. If I could just start with number one, with the uniqueness of the property. This particular manufacturer home that's being proposed for this lot, corner lot, the lot is more sizable than other interior lots in the community. However, it is uniquely narrow, or the surrounding lots are uniquely narrow, which has caused the build out of the surrounding lots to create a placement challenge for this manufactured home. The lot was laid out with others in the communities in the 50s and 60s, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the modern day manufactured home. I selected a standard size floor plan that is consistent with what we would put on similarly sized corner lots, but I'm unable to place it on the lot while maintaining the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the surrounding lots and the buildup thereof has made it difficult to place a new manufactured home consistent with other in the neighborhood while maintaining compliance with Sussex County zoning codes. And in regards to cannot otherwise be developed, due to the physical circumstances on this lot and the adjoining lots, the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and I propose to place a normal width size manufactured home that is consistent with other homes in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm able to do so without violating the separation distance requirements between the neighboring manufactured homes and their accessory structures. Such as the sheds, the stairs, the air conditioners. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and changing placement within the lot will not eliminate the need for variance. I do want to add to this statement that I had previously drafted. There are some barriers to developing the home or developing the lot on the west side of the lot. I don't know who master planned our community, but our streets are higher than our lots, so that southern west corner has a culvert that carries water when we have overflow. And that side lot that goes down Tanglewood, that side edge of the lot is always moist and would require additional reinforcements with the piers that we'd require to put underneath the manufactured home. And then additional to that, we've learned since replacing in exploring placement issues, we've learned that the water line actually truncates at the edge of between lot C92 and C94. So it doesn't go all the way into the interior of that end cap lot. So we would have to run new infrastructure to place the home elsewhere within the lot. That the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The property itself is sufficient to contain the proposed home within the limited, with a limited accommodation. However, the neighboring lots being narrow has caused the development of the lots to be nearer the lines, lot lines, and it appears impossible to place the home on the property without violating separation distance requirements. This exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property itself and the development of the adjacent lots. And the existing home on the lot is failing, and the existing homeowner seeks to replace the home with a new build. So the home that is on the lot currently is a 1975. So while the home is almost an equal size and width, the new builds come a little bit longer. And that's why we're running into the placement issues at the back of the lot. And that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variances will not do this, nor will they substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will they be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. I'm seeking this variance to replace an aging and failing home that currently exists on the lot and to add to conformity of the community and to modernize the homes within the community, which will subsequently add value and improve the characteristics of the neighborhood and community. And lastly, that this is the minimum variance that should be afforded to the lot. Variances sought are minimum and necessary to afford relief, and the variance requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue. As previously mentioned, while the modifications to the placement of the home could be made, the overall need for an exception for the variance distances cannot be entirely averted in any one scenario. The placement requested confirms with similar placements in the community, which will help future placement needs of neighboring homes as they arise in years to come. And just a reminder for the board, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with Sierra Village, but the community was planned and developed prior to Sussex County variance requirements and setbacks being put into place.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Questions?
So this is kind of like an updating, I guess.
Yeah, in the event, so because the unit is failing, in the event that we weren't able to move this forward, the home would probably likely be surrendered, at which point we would demolish it and we would need to put a new home on the lot.
And I remember, this is not the first time we've done these. I remember you saying, it might have been you, I believe, you said that for the reason for the size.
Mm-hmm.
You said they don't make that size anymore. Was that correct?
So we're dealing with materials issues. So Clayton Marlette is who we're purchasing homes from now, and they are not currently offering a narrower, well, that's not true. They offer a single wide, but these corner lots don't, you know, historically we have placed double wides on them because they can accommodate double wides. So that's what the standard placement in our community is. And the home that's on it now is a single wide, but it has a full-size addition. So it's double wide to double wide. It's not the width that's an issue, it's the length. And the single wides are nearly equal in length to the double wides.
Mr. Sharp?
Is there a reason why it is so close to lot 92? It would seem to me that once you take that other home off of there, even if you've got some of those water issues on the west and southwest that you've noted, mm-hmm. that you would be able to pull that thing, that home away from lot 92 somewhat to at least reduce some of the variances. Is there a reason why it can't be placed more into compliance, maybe not entirely?
I mean, we can shift it slightly. We would have to redevelop the driveway, and we would run into issues at the back corner of the home where it's just 5 feet off the lot line now, because the lot is diagonal there and there's a fence. In order to come off the fence, we would have to shift dramatically forward.
What is the reason why you couldn't shift it so that it is more, I guess, perpendicular with Center Avenue? In parallel to Tanglewood Avenue rather than angled? I know the others are angled, but as you noted, this is a larger lot, and in looking at it, it appears it's roughly the same width as both lots 93 and 95. So there would appear to be room there to, and one of the standards is that it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief.
Mm-hmm.
And by having this thing so close to 92, and to some extent 93 and 95, when those lots, if they're ever to be redeveloped, they're going to run into the same problem. And based on what I'm seeing on the tax, the aerial here, is they're smaller lots. So this is a lot that has some room. We should, in theory, use that room so that we're not, you know, we don't want to create a domino effect here.
Right. I understand. So if we move the home forward, we would need to find placement for the driveway. So what the map that you're looking at doesn't really show is that corner that's below and left of the existing driveway is almost all swamp. So if we move the home up, we only have currently from the closest corner 21 feet from the stairs. A standard parking, you know, space is, I don't know, 12 by 20. To be able to put those in, we still wouldn't get the full amount on the back. We'd be closer. And we could shift at that if it appeased the board, but we're still going to have issues placing it without any variance.
Well, I guess the question, and this also goes to the shed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at the shed that's proposed and I go, you know, all we have is this.
Right.
We don't have a hydrology map. We don't have a wetlands delineation. We don't have a...
Understood.
We don't have these things that you're referencing. So when I look at this, and I think the board may as well,
mm-hmm.
I see half of a lot that basically is the same width as 95 not being used. And I look at it and I go, your landing and steps are almost right on the 92 property line.
Right.
Why can't this thing be redesigned to... I'm not necessarily saying that there's no variances, but that it's the minimum variance. That's what the applicant has to show.
Understood.
So that's, I understand if there's a driveway issue or there's a, but so we've got to know where that is.
Okay.
So Ms. Benton, if this proposed dwelling was brought over, I think to where Mr. Sharp is commenting, to the edge of the driveway, I'm going to say to the left-hand side as I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, to shift the property shed, I mean, your point's well taken. I look at the aerial and I'm looking at green versus brown in terms of where there's probably water, moisture. Mm-hmm. But if we brought what you're proposing to the edge of the current paved driveway, does it give you the ability? I mean, we're looking at variances, and it gives a little distance with 92. And
so that's part of the uniqueness that we have. So the building to 92, I don't know if there's record of when that building was put in, if it was put in before or after the setback requirements.
Right.
But it is nearer to the lot line than most homes.
Okay. But our question tonight is not with 92. It's with this lot,
mm-hmm.
this larger corner lot, 94. Would that be objectionable to you if we brought that to the corner of, if you were to bring that to the corner of that driveway?
If we, I'm open to it. If we bring it over, we will have to shift it up to maintain the 5 feet setback and the minimum setback in the back, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to truncate the space that we have available for a driveway, because I can't shift the driveway left, because from the edge of that driveway over.
I see.
Yeah, it wouldn't support.
So it's picking your poison.
Mm-hmm. So what we did was we tried to just maintain conformity with what the other house placements on the street were.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're not seeing in this map is the end of the picture here, where the purple line is across Tanglewood. On the other side of the street is a gully. So like all of the community water is I can't say that we have perfect slanting, but because the roads are higher than the lots, which shouldn't have happened in the first place. But the water is directed towards the back of the property to try to, you know, like, keep it from going into people's lots, although clearly not entirely effective.
So if I heard you correctly, that spot to the left where if we said, hey, you could shift everything to the left, you don't believe that would, that's a area that lays very wet. And you don't believe that you could support a paved driveway on that part is what I thought I heard you say.
That's correct, because we would have to shift the house forward, which would, I wouldn't be able to shift the driveway.
Is there a reason why, I mean, is there a reason why we're not having a single wide here? I know you'd said that the corner lots generally have double wides, but if you had a single wide, I would think that would afford you a little more room, would it not?
It would afford more room, but it's not affording much room than what's there currently. So we're not substantially changing what's existing. We're only changing the width of the home by a few,
well,
you know, 5 feet or so.
We're talking necessarily what's there now. I'm talking about what's proposed, because what you have proposed is a 26.7-foot wide home, and then there's landings on both sides. I presume a single wide is going to be a narrower home than that.
Correct. Single wide would be 16.
So that would afford roughly 10 feet, of which it could be pulled off of that lot 92 lot line, but still not being on the wetter portion of the west side of the property.
Understood.
Is that something that was looked at? Or is there a reason why that? Is there, I mean, not availability for those homes?
No, we're able to get single wides. Our corner lots historically are at a premium, so we would have to change our pricing if it wasn't going to, if it was no longer going to accommodate a double wide. So it would be a financial change for us.
Because it's almost two lots.
Correct. Correct.
But the, probably the, from what to hear you say that you only have a usable area of probably one lot.
Correct.
And see, that's low.
I guess the thing I'm looking at is a financial issue. You know, the exceptional practical difficulty has got to be due to the uniqueness of the property. And you know, this is a community that does, while it does predate zoning, it sounds like it's got, doesn't have a stormwater pond or anything like that in there, right?
Correct.
So part of that property is kind of used for some drainage.
Correct. The lots are, the property is fully developed. We have no room for any more lots.
And I guess that goes to the question of why then would it make sense to put a double wide when you've got drainage issues that it, maybe if you had a single wide, you might have a little better breathing room with it.
I mean,
the double wide going to be right up on the that kind of marshy area you're talking about?
Well, the I wouldn't call it marshy, but it does get a lot of, you know, moisture. That begins right about where the edge of the paved driveway is existing now.
And then another point of view is that if you put a single wide in there, moved it over, centered it up, then an addition could be built. If it, as it is now, right, with your single that you currently
have. They'd have to meet separation distance and be the same.
No.
But you're right. You know, in theory, that, I mean, I think that's what they had before was single wide addition. So
I think I'm looking at it, and yeah. So I'm thinking that it.
I mean, I would
footage and runoff and rain.
Just before I forget, the shed that's there. Is that about the only location it can go?
I would be more comfortable moving the shed up or over into the wet area if that would assist the board in making the decision removing those variances.
Well, I think I'm looking. You got a shed on lot 95 that's really close. I mean, it's either on or over that property line. The way to minimize the variance would be to move it closer towards Center Avenue, rather than up and over. But is there a way that that could be moved so that it is in more in compliance with the code rather than where it is? Is that kind of the best place it's got?
The proposed shed? Yes, it could be moved forward.
Okay.
And that could eliminate that set of variances there.
You think it would be enough to eliminate it or just to reduce it?
Well, we're looking at
because you would need
roughly
to move it.
10 feet 7 inches or 10
yeah.
feet 8
yeah,
inches.
You have to move it about 10 feet 7 inches.
Shed to shed is only a 10 foot separation.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Oh.
Okay, so we only got to move a foot.
So then we would be.
That shed exists on assessment records, but I don't know how it's permitted.
So are we looking at 9.3 corner to corner?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I think I'm looking at 9.3 corner
yeah.
to
correct.
Corner.
Correct. Looks
major
like
shed
it.
To proposed.
So that shed yeah. could probably be moved a foot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah. Can the application be amended to include the removal of that variance request?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12780 for Sierra Village?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Any further questions? Mr. Williamson, you look like you have something.
No, sir.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12780 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12780 for Sierra Village. Now, do we back out the
yeah, you could say except for the variance for the proposed shed from the separation distance requirement from the shed on lot 95.
That's part of my amendment. I will make that part of my motion. for Sierra Village, for the request of variance, it's pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. And for the following reasons, I do believe the property has unique physical conditions in that front left. I believe the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it is the represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 4-0.
Thank you.
Case number 12780 is approved.